स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय नंद कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय स्कान समस्त भक्ताचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की जय गंतरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय समवेद भक्तवृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज Gaur Prem Anandi Hari Hari Babu. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishnam enam behi tvam atmanam akilatmanam jagaditayam sopyatra deva bhati mayayo Krishna menam abhihitam Atmanam akilatmanam Jagaditaya supyatra Devabhati mayaya Please chant. Krishna This Behi. Just try to understand. Tum, you, Atmanam, the soul, Akila Atmanam, of all living entities, Jagadhitaya, for the benefit of the whole universe. He, api, certainly, atra, here, dehi, a human being, eva, like, abhati, appears, mayaya, by his internal potency. Translation and purport. You should know Krishna. to be the original soul of all living entities. For the benefit of the whole universe, he has, out of his causeless mercy, appeared as an ordinary human being. He has done this by the strength of his internal potency. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse as follows. Parikshit Maharaj asked Shukadeva Goswami why Krishna was so beloved by the residents of Vrindavan, who loved him even more than their own offspring or life itself. At that time, Shukadeva Goswami replied that everyone's atma or soul is very, very dear, especially to all living entities who have accepted material bodies. However, the atma, the spirit soul, is part and parcel of Krishna. For this reason, Krishna is very dear to every living entity. Everyone's body is very dear to oneself, and one wants to protect the body by all means, because within the body the soul is living. Due to the intimate relationship between the soul and the body is important and dear to everyone. Similarly, the soul, being part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is very, very dear to all living entities. Unfortunately, the soul forgets his constitutional position and thinks he is only the body. In Sanskrit, dehatma buddhi. Thus, the soul is subjected to the rules and regulations of material nature. When a living entity, by his intelligence, reawakens his attraction for Krishna, he can understand that he is not the body, but part and parcel of Krishna. Thus, filled with knowledge, he no longer labors under attachment to the body and everything related to the body. Janashyao mohayam aham mameti. Material existence wherein one thinks, I am the body and this belongs to me, is also illusory. One must redirect his attention to Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam states, Vasudev Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashru Vairagyam Gyanam Jayadhaitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminita Namane Namaste Saraswate Dev Gurvani Pracharine Nirvasesa Sunyavadi Pastirade Sutarine Krishna menam abhihitam atmanam akilatmanam jagatitaya sopyatra dehiva bhavati mayayam. Krishna is the original soul of all living entities. For the benefit of the whole universe, he has appeared as an ordinary human being by the strength of his internal potency. Parikshit is wondering why Krishna is so dear to all the residents of Vrindavan. And Shukadeva Goswami tells him that it's connected to the principle that everyone is the soul, the atma, which is dear to us. Life itself is dear to us. And because that atma or soul is part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna is therefore very, very dear to everyone. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he's the source of the living entities, that all the living entities are fragmental parts of him. Mamaya Vamsajiva Loke. So part of Krishna alone, just Krishna, a part of Krishna alone is the living being. So we're connected, but in this world we're alone, we're separated. We're secondary expansions of Krishna. Krishna expands himself, he has primary expansions, the Vishnu Tattvas. And these are compared to the limbs of the body, just like we have arms and legs and feet and hands. Krishna has many primary expansions. Then he has all these secondary expansions in living beings, who are part and parcels. And they're qualitatively one with him, just like a particle of gold is qualitatively one with the whole gold mine. So everyone's body is dear, and one wants to protect the body because the soul is living inside. And because there's an intimate relationship between the soul and Krishna, therefore Krishna is very, very dear to all of us. All of our identity, our life, our senses, our ego, our mind, it's nothing but Krishna. It's Krishna's energy. Everything. Krishna expands into everything. In this pastime, he expanded into all the cowherd boys and the calves. But he's also expanding into everything, every one of us. And therefore, he's very dear because of this relationship. So if we want to feel satisfied, then we have to feel, we have not feel, but we have to satisfy Krishna by redirecting our attraction to Krishna. We have to feel attracted to Krishna. We have to reawaken our attraction to Krishna and satisfy him to be satisfied. So our hearts can move toward Krishna if we want. That's what is broadly meant by yoga. It's the essence of yoga, to be moving toward Krishna. Or we can move away from him. Unfortunately, we forget our constitutional position. And we think we're the body, dehatma buddhi, means our intelligence is wrapped up in the body and the bodily concerns. So we become egocentric, we become selfish, and we become disconnected from the inner world of the self, inner happiness, and become entangled in a really precarious existence in the outer world, which is full of conflict and suffering. So it's not natural, but Maya catches us that way. And then rather than achieving pleasure, we're forced to struggle and suffer, even though we're planning for our future happiness. It doesn't work. Maya conceals Krishna from us if we're not ready to know him. But Krishna appears for the benefit of the whole universe. And by the power of his internal potency, he reveals his form to us. And when the self is connected with that form of Krishna, when we're connected with some dimension of the divine, then the soul experiences the inner world of happiness and transcendence. This can be in the form of Brahman or the Supreme Spirit or Purushottama, the Supreme Self. The yogis try to reach the super soul. The gyanis try to reach Brahman. And the devotees, they try to reach the innermost world of the heart, in which one can discover the heart of Krishna. In the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada describes this question and answer between Prakrit and Shukadeva Goswami. And I'll read this paragraph. Shukadeva Goswami told Prakrit Maharaj that every living entity is actually most attached to his own self. Outward paraphernalia, such as a home and family, friends, country, society, wealth, opulence, and reputation, are all only secondary in pleasing the living entity. They please us only because they bring pleasure to the self. For this reason, one is self-centered and is attached to his body and self more than he is to his relatives, like wife and children and friends. If there's some immediate danger to one's own person, he first of all takes care of himself, then others. That is natural. That means he loves his own self more than anything else. The next important object of affection after his own self is his body. A person who has no information of the soul is very attached to his body, so much so that even in old age, he wants to preserve the body in so many artificial ways, thinking that his old and broken body can be saved. You know, the desire to go on living, that's an indication that the soul is more important than the body. Prabhupada continues, everyone is working hard day and night just to give pleasure to his own self under either the bodily or spiritual concept of life. We are attached to possessions because they give pleasure to the senses or the body. The attachment to the body is there only because the I, the spirit soul, is within the body. Similarly, when one is further advanced, he knows that the spirit soul is pleasing because it's part and parcel of Krishna. Ultimately, it is Krishna who is pleasing and all-attractive. He's the supersoul of everything. And in order to give us this information, Krishna descends and tells us that the all-attractive center is he himself. Without being an expansion of Krishna, nothing can be attractive. So everything derives its attraction from Krishna. Everything has a small percentage of Krishna's opulence. In purport, there's a verse quoted from the teachings of Rishabhadev. Which has to do with how we work with attachment to the body and everything related to the body. Pumsastriya Maituni Bhava Vidi Grantim. This speaks about the knot in the heart that forms because of attraction for sex life between the male and the female. But Prabhupada says in his purport that sometimes among exalted personalities like Lord Brahma, the wife and children are not a cause of bondage. The wife actually helps further spiritual life and liberation. So among devotees too, this could be the case. We shouldn't think of devotees as just being ordinary persons who are too attached. But we can think of them as exalted souls like Lord Brahma, more in that way, where the wife and children are not a cause of bondage. Prabhupada commented that even sannyasi, after entering the renounced order, sometimes becomes attached to the paraphernalia of temple life, you know, which really is just a few things. He might have his cloth, his gumshas, his eating paraphernalia, not much property that a sannyasi keeps, but even if he's attached to that, it's not as strong as the family attachment. But still, one, even as a sannyasi, he might experience some attachment to the paraphernalia connected to the body. Okay, I'll stop there. Are there any questions or comments? Session, Prabhu.
Thank you, Dr. Prabhu. Just one little humorous comment. You're talking about sannyasis might be attached to different things. Recently, I read an article by Devamrita Swami where he described a fire that took place at a temple in Melbourne, and he said that the different ashrams were grabbing things precious to them when they exited the building. So the grihasthas grabbed their babies, and sannyasis grabbed their travel documents.
Right. What's the first thing you'll pick up if there's a fire? You'll go for your money, right? Your passports, things that are very hard to replace. Your computer, something that is expensive. And then if there's a really bad fire, you'll even neglect your property in order to save the body. Just get out of the place.
You mentioned that the calves and the cowherd boys were expansions of Krishna, and we're also expansions of Krishna. So some similarities or just differences there?
Well, yeah, we can distinguish between the two. The expansions of the cowherd boys and the calves were actually ultimately Vishnu forms. That was revealed to Brahma. So they were these primary expansions of Krishna. But the living entities are secondary expansions. Expansions of Krishna's marginal energy and surrounded by the body. The body is made up of the prakriti. Jatari, you have a question.
Well, actually, it was just you were talking about fires, or Seisha was talking about that. I think it was probably around 1980 or 81. I was in Denver, and I was traveling at the time, but the temple was through the alley there in Denver. Somebody threw a firebomb through the window, and it burned out the whole pujari room there. But there was actually two or three of them that went through, but only one went off. Savasprabhu was the temple president at that time, and so he got quite an insurance settlement for all the deity outfits. You know, he worked really hard at it. And then I remember that year, that was the year when everybody was really into the collecting a lot of Lakshmi for the BBT. So right at the end of the Christmas marathon, he threw in a bunch of the insurance money so that we could be on top of the Los Angeles for the Christmas marathon that year. So that shows you Savas's priorities, book distribution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just came from Los Angeles, and this year during the marathon, Savas wanted to distribute 20,000 Bhagavad Gitas, and he turned to the congregation for help. He asked all the members of the Indian congregation to donate Lakshmi, and that way the book distributors could pass out books quite easily without too much pressure for getting a donation. And he did well. He exceeded his goal. He did about 23,000 Gitas. Another question?
In the verse, I think maybe also the purport, it mentioned an intimate relationship between the soul and the Supreme, and Krishna. What do we mean by intimate in that situation? Why is that word being used?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, I guess. One is that intimacy with Krishna is more intimate than a relationship with Brahman or the super soul. That's one. And then intimate in the sense, too, that Krishna speaks of in the Bhagavad Gita. He tells Arjuna, just before he speaks about surrendering to him, he says that, Arjuna, you're so much loved by me, and therefore I'm telling you this. This is the supreme secret of yoga, he says in Sanskrit. Guhyam param yogam. The supreme secret of yoga is that Krishna passionately loves souls. Krishna wants to have an intimate, loving relationship with souls. And he wants the souls to join him and to know his heart. He speaks the Bhagavad Gita to reveal his heart to us. The Gita means a song. You know, usually a song is an expression of emotion, an expression of the heart. So Krishna does this too. He gives us this opportunity, an invitation to love him, because he loves the soul so much.
So, can less knowledge of the soul impedes one's surrender to the Supreme? As we see a lot of religionists, I mean, they may not have much knowledge of the soul, but yet they seem to have much dedication towards the Lord.
Who did you say?
Religionists, you know, other people from other faiths and so. They may not have knowledge of the soul, but...
Right. Sometimes there isn't so much knowledge or understanding. That requires, you know, a study of the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, but Lord Chaitanya gave a dispensation, and just by chanting and dancing, Lochan Das Thakur said, Srila Lochan Das Thakur, he says, Paramakaruna Pavandvi Jana, the Lord's most merciful incarnation. He makes it so easy. Just chant and dance, even if you don't have full understanding of God, and you'll get the same result as if you have knowledge and understanding. Okay, last question.
Not so much a question, but comment. Because the word hitta was in there.
Hittaya, yes. Huh? Jagadhitaya.
Jagadhitaya.
Right.
Krishnaya. It's a common word, you know, and even in the Gita, in the beginning of the 10th chapter, Bhuye Mahabhavshno, Shnume Paramamajaya Teham. Yeah, Loka. Hittakamyaya, I'm doing. Because people think, you know, these are brainwashed. You know, Western type materialist people, it was a common theme, you know, brainwashed zombies that are just doing everything for the guru or for this god or something. But Krishna's saying the opposite. No, he's doing hitakamyaya to benefit everyone. Yeah, he just quoted Nana Shastra Vacharanaikanabhina Sadharma Samstapako Lokanam Hitakari. No, the six Goswamis, they're doing, and Krishna says again in the 12th chapter that after many births of worshipping the impersonal, nondescript, sarvabhuta hitairata te prapnuvanti mam eva sarvabhuta hitairata, they have to actually see equally and do good beneficial works for everyone before many lives, if they don't, in their own impersonal way, before they can come back to this platform of Krishna consciousness. And then in the 16th chapter of the Gita, Kshaya Jagato Ahita, the demons, they're doing unbeneficial Ahita works to destroy, meant to destroy the universe. So it's a key operative word in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, thank you, Pushkar. That that word comes up in the verse Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya. So Krishna wants to benefit the cows and the Brahmins also, and the whole world. Good. Sri Krishna ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much. All glories to the Prabhupada.